For the next hour, sit quietly and we will control all that you hear.
Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more, on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone, and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. Last week, you'll recall I played a Good Enough set. Well, if last week's show was good enough, this week's show is perfect. We'll also do some ooing and aahing, fulfill a request, and play some records for no particular reason, so get ready. Well, we haven't done this in a while.
It's time now for that feature of the program we call For No Particular Reason. So called because it's here where we play rapidly rotating records we've come across while putting this show together, which aren't part of a specific topic, but are nonetheless interesting, unusual, or for whatever reason warrant sharing.
From college, rah, 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 sis, boom, bah, we are full of knowledge. We like boola, boola, boo, we like hula, hula, too. Rah, 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 so is your papa. Thank you.
Hello, hello.
Hello, this is Dr. Brown speaking.
Oh, hello, Doc. Yes, yes.
Your wife has just presented you with a bouncing baby boy.
Gosh, that's great, Doc. Oh, boy, I'll say I'm happy.
Oh, you have reason to be. And you can come over to the hospital right away.
What, right now?
Why, of course.
Oh, I can't come over there now, Doc.
No? Well, what's the matter?
Why, I'm just listening in on the radio to Amos and Andy.
Oh, Amos and Andy again. There's a very funny pair. Every night they're on the air and fans are gathered everywhere. A radio is handy. In homes or at a grocery store, people listen in and roar. They laugh until their sides are sore at Amos and Andy. Amos and Andy, they're always in a stew. Bad luck seems to follow them no matter what they do. The boys are always trying, but they never save a bean. If Kingfish doesn't get it, then it's spent on Madam Queen. We laugh at all their troubles, but we hope they'll all end right. We wonder what Amos and Andy will do tomorrow night.
Order in the court. First case on the docket, Philip McCann, charged with felonious assault and attempt to kill.
Your Honor, my client is innocent. He has a perfect alibi. He was...
I object on the grounds of habeas corpus.
Outside you. Go on with the case.
Your Honor, the district attorney claims the prisoner was caught red-handed, that he had a gun in one hand, a blackjack in one hand, and a knife in his other hand.
Hey, hold on there. How many hands has this fella got?
Well, that's what I'd like to know. And I object on the grounds of sanctum aquarium.
That sounds fishy. What has the prisoner got to say for himself?
Your Honor, I was just...
Wait a minute, wait. The jury's asleep. Silence. Let the prisoner talk. Young man, where were you last night when this thing happened?
Why, I was listening in to Amos and Andy.
So was I. Prisoner discharged.
Amos and Andy, although they're never seen,
they've become more famous than the team of Pork and Beans.
When you step on the gas or at a light you fail to stop, you hear that certain whistle and up jumps a traffic cop.
His mind ain't on his business or the ticket that he'll write.
I wonder what Amos and Andy will do tomorrow night.
Oh, Bill, there goes your telephone.
No, that isn't the phone. That's my alarm clock.
Alarm clock? Say, who's getting up at this hour?
No one. I always set it so I don't miss Amos and Andy.
I wonder what Amos and Andy will do tomorrow night.
We started off the show, for no particular reason, with Harry Reaser's Six Jumping Jacks and one of the entries in the fad of college songs, following Fred Waring's big hit Collegiate, Ra Ra Ra. The vocalist on that April 13, 1926 Brunswick recording was, of course, Tom Stax, who sang the lyrics, written by Charles O'Flynn, who would later write the words to Smile, Darn Ya, Smile. Ra 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 was composed by Milt Hagen, whose full name was John Milton Hagen. With O'Flynn, Milt Hagen also wrote the hit Play Me Slow, recorded by Gene Goldkett, Fletcher Henderson, Louis Armstrong, and the Mound City Blue Blowers. Hagen also composed Gigolo, Raggedy Rose, and College Kick, with two K's, but who also used the pseudonym Sterling Sherwin to write the words and music to It's Reliably Reported in Certain Quarters That I'm in Love with You. Next, it was Duke Ellington directing the Cotton Club Orchestra, who were doing the Voom Voom on January 16, 1929. Doing the Voom Voom was written by Ellington and trumpeter Bubber Miley. We ended the set with Billy Murray and Walter Scanlon, whose real name was Walter Van Brunt, with Amos and Andy. That record is from May 3, 1930, a couple of months after the pair had recorded the song with its full title of I Wonder What Amos and Andy Will Do Tomorrow Night on the Conqueror label on March 6, 1930. From 1928 until 1943, people wondered what Amos and Andy would do tomorrow night on the hugely popular nightly radio series. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Coincidentally, that Amos and Andy record we just heard was from a 78 on the Perfect label, and you probably know that the opening theme for the Amos and Andy show was the Perfect Song, which is the perfect segue into a set of Perfect songs. It's not on the perfect label, but here is the perfect song.
Good night, sweetheart. practice makes perfect. Let's try that old embrace in some romantic place where we can take our time. If practice makes perfect, just close your eyes again. We'll try those sighs again and make them more sublime. We're in love's kindergarten, learning from A to Z. And if it's fun just starting, think what it's gonna be. If practice makes perfect, let's have that kiss again. We mustn't miss again, we're not doing bad right now.
We started off that perfect set with the Victor Salon Orchestra, directed by Nat Shilkret, and a rather more staid arrangement of the perfect song, then used for the opening of the Amos and Andy show. That recording is from November 18, 1929. The perfect song was composed by Joseph Carl Brel, and there are words which were written by Clarence Lucas. Next, it was Brother Jack Shilkret and his orchestra on October 24, 1936, with Another Perfect Night Is Ending. The vocalist was Johnny Muldowney, singing the Benny Davis words to J. Fred Coote's tune. We finished up with Terry Shand and his orchestra, with Terry doing double duty as vocalist on Practice Makes Perfect, from September 10, 1940. Now, there are lots of perfect songs I could have ended with, but I chose that one because of the following little anecdote. I know it's hard to believe, but I was on my high school's swim team. Yeah, that's pretty much the same reaction I got back then. I don't remember a whole lot from high school, but one thing that has stuck with me for the ensuing decades is what our swim coach used to tell us. You've all heard the saying, practice makes perfect, and just heard a song with that title. Well, Coach Winey kept reminding us that practice doesn't make perfect. Perfect practice makes perfect.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
For the next couple of segments, we're going to have some oohs and ahs. Here are the Kensington Serenaders. Thank you.
what would I do if it were you making me blue? I went and had my fortune read. Someone's to blame, the gypsy said, but she wouldn't say who. Maybe it's you making me blue.
my, my. Look at that, ain't she a beauty? Look at the hair, look at the curls, look at the teeth, look at the pearl. Ah, oh, look at that, ain't she pretty? Look, she's like a beautiful wax doll. And you are bound to fall. Say, I like the dress, I like the hose. I like the hat, I like the pose. Oh, mercy, look at that. Ain't she pretty? I'm telling you, yeah, latch on to her and get her. Yeah.
What a great way to end that Ooh set. Fats Waller and his rhythm on February 1st, 1936, and Ooh, looka there, ain't she pretty. In addition to Fats' vocal and piano, you heard nice solos from Gene Sedgwick on clarinet and Herman Autry on trumpet. Ooh, with three O's, looka there, ain't she pretty, was written by Clarence Todd and Carmen Lombardo, and was also recorded by Benny Goodman in 1947. Before Fats, it was Doc Wilson and his orchestra with Ooh That Kiss, recorded in Grafton, Wisconsin around February of 1932. Doc Wilson led a successful territory band in Wisconsin, playing in venues including the Dreamland Ballroom in Oshkosh and the Rainbow Gardens in Appleton, but try as I might, I couldn't find out what Doc Wilson's real name was. We started off with the Kensington Serenaders, a pseudonym on the Vocalion label for Ben Selvin and his orchestra, and Ooh, Maybe It's You. The vocalist on that August 25, 1927 recording was Franklin Bauer. My real name is Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records, available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com and on iTunes as a podcast. Well, we had some oohs last segment, so it goes without saying that for this segment, we've got to have some ahs. Here's Chick Bullock.
Somebody's kiss could bring a world of bliss, ah, but I've learned. Who could ever guess that someone's fond caress could bring the happiness for which I've yearned? Or that two loving eyes could thrill me to the skies, ah, but I've learned. You're the one who taught me, dear, you You brought my heaven near. I love you so, more than you know. And I wouldn't trade a thing with millionaire or king. I'm on a throne all of my own. Life's a serenade, and for the prayers I've made, I'm sure that I've been paid more than I've earned. Because I never knew that you would love me too. Ah, but I've learned. Thank you.
mystery of life, at last I found it. Oh, I know at last the secret of it all. Oh, the longing, seeking, striving, waiting, yearning, the burning hopes, the joy and idle tears that fall. For 'tis love and love alone the world is seeking, and 'tis love and love alone that can repay. 'Tis the answer, 'tis the end and all of living, for it is love alone that rules for
$4. Paul Whiteman and his orchestra, and Aha! From a Victor 78 made May 6, 1925. The vocal quartet consisted of Billy Murray, Louis James, Elliot Shaw, and Wilfred Glenn, all of whom, with the exception of Murray, were members of the Shannon Four, Shannon Quartet, and the Revelers. Aha! Was written by James Monaco and Sidney Clare, who together also wrote We're Back Together Again, My Baby and Me and the Boyfriend. Aha! Was also recorded by Ted Lewis, Harry Raderman's Orchestra, the Nightclub Orchestra, Russo and Fiorito's Oriole Orchestra, and the Varsity Eight. Before that, from the 1910 operetta Naughty Marietta, it was Richard Himber and his Essex House Orchestra around August of 1939 with a rather swingin' version of Ah, Sweet Mystery of Life. Stuart Allen was the vocalist on that Victor Herbert, Rita Johnson Young collaboration, which was preceded by Harry Reaser's Six Jumping Jacks once again. That was Women, Ah! I've played Irving Aronson's version, which has the full lyrics, but here Tommy Stacks is limited to just one word at the beginning. Women, spelled W-I-M-M-E-N, by the way. That's from January 22, 1926. Women, Ah! Was composed by Harry Warren and Dan Darity with the lyrics by Bud Green. We heard several meanings of the word ah in that set, and ah was used more as an expression of exasperation there, and more one of enlightenment in the opening song of that set, which was Chick Bullock, crooning Ah, But I've Learned, written by Roy Turk and J. Fred Coots. The orchestra was led by Gene Cardos and credited on that November 10, 1932 Mellotone 78 as Ed Lloyd and his orchestra. Rapidly Rotating Records is now on Facebook. If you're already on Facebook, simply enter Rapidly Rotating Records in the Facebook search box in the upper right-hand portion of the screen, and the link to our fan page will appear in a drop-down box. If you're not already a member of Facebook, you can find a link to the public fan page at our website, www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. I hope you'll check it out and become a Facebook fan of the show. A couple of weeks ago, listener Len in Washington State sent in a request for Sam Wooding. So here he is to start off a Ready set. Ready?
Now, brothers and sisters, you better listen to what I've got to promulgate today.
Yes, sir.
My text is about you folks who sit the whole day long by them music boxes and listen to that sinful wax.
Yeah, brother, wait a minute.
Instead of you jumping up there with all that foolishness, you should be shouting.
Amen. I want to be ready. I want to be ready.
Oh, the good Lord wants to be ready.
Ready.
River, so make the river ready for me.
We started off this final segment of the show with Maestro Sam Wooding, Isu's Chocolate Kitties, with Ready for the River, written by Gus Kahn and Neil Moret. Sam Wooding and his orchestra played the Fox Vaudeville circuit in the early 20s and were the orchestra for the musical revue Chocolate Kitties, which toured Europe in 1925. It's Isu's Chocolate Kitties here because that recording is from a Parlophone 78 recorded in Barcelona, Spain in July of 1929. Ready for the River was followed by Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra as the Dixie Stompers on Harmony and Have It Ready from January 20th, 1927. We finished up with Richard Jones' Jazz Wizards, who were Hot and Ready. That Paramount 78 was made in Chicago in October of 1928. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.
Thank you.